It's so funny. Every time she comes on TV, I'm like, there's your girl, babe. There's your girl. But there's my something. Girl.
What are you? Do you want to fight?
Oh my God.
Well, anytime she comes out, I'm just like,
well, you feel
something. Hi, girl. Like, I just want,
all right. Welcome back to another episode of After We Wrap. We are your hosts, Jana Lee Ortiz
and Gabriela Ortiz.
You guys have the best energy.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. Okay. Drum roll, please.
Drum roll.
We've seen today's guest on Black AF on Netflix doing backstage interviews for World Wrestling Entertainment and so much more. But this show is all about who we are when the cameras stop rolling. So let's dive in. Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, Kathy Kelly.
I love the formality of it all, the World Wrestling Entertainment. I don't think anyone's ever referred to it. WWE.
Well, that was our producer, Shane Hartline, who,
who himself,
who dabbles in a little. I didn't even, World Wrestling Entertainment.
That's like using my full name, Catherine Ann Kelly.
Catherine, Catherine. When did you stop using Catherine and started
I was
Kelly?
Never a Catherine. I don't know why. Mm. So my mom named me after one of her best friends. She played semi-pro soccer when she was younger. And so one of her best friends was named Kathy. And so I was little Kathy. She was big Kathy. Now I'm taller than her. It's a whole thing. But they're kind of like pseudo family. And I wanted to name or rename myself when I was younger. So I hated the name Kathy because how many do you know?
There's a lot of Kathys, but Kathy with a K, you're Kathy with a C.
Kathy with a C. But everyone I knew would like, not that they would make fun of me, but it was always an Aunt Kathy.
Aunt Kathy. That's so true.
I wanted to, and I also didn't like my last name, even though it's great now, but I wanted my mom's last name, which is Kovacs, because I was closer to that side of the family and I felt like I was the outcast. So I was going to rename myself, which is makes no sense as a 10-year-old, but Kelly Green. So I was going to take my last name and that was what I thought was like a great.
Kelly Green.
Did you really? Yeah. I thought that was like the coolest name ever.
Where did Green come from?
Honestly, I have no idea. I just like, I mean, it's a play on colors, but I just thought that was so brilliant. And then there was like a phase in maybe high school that I was watching SNL with my mom. Oh, yeah. I was watching SNL with my mom and it was the Topher Grace episode and he said that his full name was Christopher. So I wanted to start going by Rin because Catherine.
Oh,
Rin. And that stuck for all of a week. Yeah. Yeah.
We've kind of had the same issue with our names.
What did you change?
I'm Jessica.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I changed it to Jaina. I just wanted to keep the initial, but there's a bunch of Jessicas and I'd never heard Jaina before.
Yeah.
I said no. I'm gonna just choose Jaina, but Gabriella.
Ortiz is my grandmother, my mom, but it was just, I thought, oh, it's easy for Americans to pronounce, you know, instead of like Rosado Collazo, which is a mouthful. Yeah. And, but similar to what you were saying, I feel more connected with my mom's side than my dad's side. And so I was just like, I kind of want to pay tribute to that side of the family. Not that my dad's side is, you know, bad, but I just connected more with them.
I saw this thing recently that was like, women don't have last names, which is, I mean, it's the concept of how we take on other people's last names.
We take out our dad's sides or the father's. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Weird? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't, it's the, we don't keep our maiden. That's so weird.
And so it's how
you're bringing in green.
You don't have your own, or not that you don't have your own identity, but it's like a part of you is like, attached to someone else.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I was going to say, well, you're bringing in the green with the dress. So you still
Kelly
have the green.
I planned that today. No.
She looks amazing in this color, okay?
Yes. Before we get into the world of the wild world of pro wrestling, I want to ask, I don't know, I did this on purpose. Like, where are you from? Where did you grow up?
Yeah.
All the stuff.
I grew up in Chicago. As we were talking about before we filmed, I went to a high school with several name talent that have made themselves successful, including Kathy Griffin. Ludacris went to my high school for a year. Ernest Hemingway. So it's just a very eclectic group. And the original Dennis the Menace. So
I love it.
Do you guys know who Dennis the Menace is, though? Does anybody know who he is?
I've never. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know Dennis the Menace. Who would not know that? So classic.
Christopher Lloyd was so good. Mm-hmm.
So I've never been to Chicago. What? Where in Chicago?
You've never been to Chicago?
I know.
That's crazy.
I have to go.
Yeah. We're in Chicago. I grew up in a suburb called Oak Park. It's kind of surrounded by Chicago proper on three sides. So I mean, everyone who's from Chicago is like, no, you're from a suburb, but we were actually on like the train line. We're closer to downtown than some people in Chicago proper. So I kind of got the best of both worlds. And then I lived downtown for some time too.
Gotcha. Cool. And when did you move? Is LA your home base now?
Yes. Yeah. So I moved a year after college. I did local news in Des Moines, Iowa for a year, like the ABC affiliate. And then moved out here, not knowing anyone except my grandparents' best friends who lived here at the time.
Wow.
And didn't have any job prospects or anything. So I just got on casting websites and went from there.
Wow. That must have been scary, you coming out here all alone with no family.
I don't think it was. I think that when you're, 21 or that young, you're just kind of like fearless in so many ways.
Yeah.
And my mom was so independent when she was younger. So I feel like I kind of grew up with this hyper independence and I just assumed, I mean, I was more naive of like, oh, I'm going to get booked the second I get to LA.
Yes. So. But look, that optimism.
Yeah.
That, I mean,
yeah. And then you get humbled by people.
Yeah. So, okay. How did you get involved in pro wrestling?
In wrestling. So I was working for this podcast network called AfterBuzz TV. And they did after shows for, at the time, only about 10 pro TV programming or TV series. And then it's expanded into like hundreds of shows. But two of their main staples were The Bachelor franchise, which I was hosting at the time, and Monday Night Raw, which happened to air the same night. And I was also booking guests on the shows and working behind the scenes, producing some of the series. And so on Tuesday mornings, we would watch Monday Night Raw. And I, the first week, was just like kicking and screaming, took my laptop into a different room. The second week, I like shut up and watched. And the third week, I was like, when are we watching? I genuinely feel like there are two types of people in the world, of people that love WWE and people that haven't given it a chance yet. Because it is honestly like, when you have a storyline that is so compelling, it is like life changing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm probably one of those people that haven't given it a chance yet.
Yeah. It's, I mean, there are so many parallels to like series that I'm sure that you love. And it's once you find something, and it's, you know, that's what's amazing about it, is there are so many different WWE superstars that if you find one that you really love and you follow their story, that's what got me hooked originally.
What was the story?
So at the time, John Cena was sneaking around with this girl, AJ Lee, and they had what was deemed an inappropriate relationship because she was the general manager of the programming. So, yeah.
Oh, so there's like juicy drama behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a telenovela.
Yeah, in ways. Yeah. It's a soap opera.
Oh, my goodness.
And I kind of like, when I'm explaining it to someone that's never watched before, I kind of say that it's a hybrid of a MMA telenovela or soap opera and Saturday Night Live, because you're doing this live every single week, sometimes multiple times a week, in front of arenas, sold out arenas of, 10, 15,000 people.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, WrestleMania is like almost 100,000 people. and you know, you're really just like, you have to understand the psychology of how to get the audience on your side. Or not on your side.
right. Oh my goodness.
You've never been to a wrestling show.
Shane,
we have to take her.
No, you'd love it. That's the best experience. Is like watching it on TV is one thing, but when you're there with the people that like love it are diehard.
Should she do an indie show or WWE
first? I
was an indie.
Like an indie.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. I have been to a UFC, I know they're different. Okay. I just been to one, but you're right. It is, it's nothing like TV.
When you're feeding off of like everyone there and they're just so excited to energy. Be there, I think that that's like magic. Oh yeah, sorry. I keep on like sitting farther away.
So are you don't wrestle?
No.
Okay.
No, no,
no. You've never even taken a class.
So
is it a class or a math? What are the names?
Yeah. So prior to when I was working on that podcast, I was co-hosting with several people who were wrestlers. Mm. And I did get in the ring. I've had friends who have, you know, shown me the ropes or how to run the ropes, which is what it's called. I've taken a couple bumps, realized very quickly that it wasn't for me. I think it was my second or third bump that I just like knocked the wind out of myself. And that's falling on your back.
Is that as a bump on the rope or on the actual?
That's on the mat. Yeah. And that's the most basic move.
And it is kind of, obviously it's not a hard surface, but.
Yeah, it's
so it, these it people killed are doing, you. Like it, you were like, that's it after that.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of saw it as a respect thing of, I knew that there were people who've wanted to do this their entire lives. Mm. Like since I knew when I was 6 years old that I wanted to be an actor. I didn't know what hosting was, but I still want to pursue both of those things. And I know that there are people who wanted to be WWE superstars from such a young age. Yeah. And I would never want to take that away from anyone else. Not that there's, you know, not opportunities for everyone, but I only wanted to do something that I was super passionate about. And part of that is I love the programming. And so I wanted to be a part of it in some way. And so whether that was going to be a backstage interviewer, somewhere on the broadcast team, general manager, whatever that is, that's what I wanted to pursue.
Yeah. Wow. But you said, nope, I'm not going to be banging my body out on the mat.
I was never like athletically inclined either. So even though my mom like always forced me into, like, I wanted to do figure skating. My mom put me into ice hockey. Oh. I wanted to do gymnastics. And my mom was like, no, you're doing soccer.
I wanted to do gymnastics too.
And then I was in like every theater performance that my schools would put on. So that was the path that I knew I wanted to take.
Oh my gosh. Amazing.
Ice hockey is no joke though.
No, seriously. I think I was the only girl on the team too. I had a bike helmet instead of a ice hockey helmet. Yeah. And it was my Barbie pink. I put like Barbie stickers on it. My mom like threw up in her mouth every time. She's like, she skews more towards like the masculine. So she's very like hates pink, hates girly stuff, has worn makeup twice in her life. When like,
so I take it she didn't see the movie Barbie.
No, she was very anti it. I'm like, actually, I feel like it's something that you would resonate with being so like,
about
female empowerment.
Yeah.
So, my mom didn't like it either. Isn't it interesting like how some, I don't know. Yeah. I've met some mothers that were like, I just don't get it. Why is there a movie about a doll? And like, we were all with like my girlfriends and all of them just went, Mom, sit down. Yeah. And they all talk to her. Yeah. And I'm just staring there and I'm just like staring at my mother's face of like, why are these girls like attacking? But it was like, no, Mom, there's a whole reason why this movie was made.
I remember like getting Barbies when I was younger and my mom kind of like scoffing at it. I'm like, that's what I wanted. But there was also, it was around that same time that the there was a Barbie that came out where if you pressed a button on her back, she would say it would go through a cycle of like 10 things that she would say. And one of them was, math is hard. And so she really just hated.
Wow. That. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
I can see that. I can see why.
Yeah. Yeah. And
God.
I love your mom though. She's like, I know, right? Screw that. Can you explain the brutal travel side of pro wrestling?
Yeah. I mean, I personally don't see it as brutal. I get excited to go on the flights every week because I get to do what I love. So that's just part of it. We do travel pretty much like 50 weeks out of the year. Wow. So you're just racking up freaking flyer miles.
But, so you're a pro.
Yeah. Like, I've got it down to a science. I can show up at LAX 5 minutes before I need to like board my flight. And I've never missed a flight yet. So there's that. I've definitely missed connections, but that's
right.
Not
that's
my normal. Own doing.
Right.
And actually that kind of goes back to my childhood as well. My mom traveled a lot for work. And so she was bringing me, I think I was premier status on United by age 2. And, she was a single mom. So she just traveled with me all the time. And so age 5, I was taking flights on my own. And my mom just kind of always taught me, you always carry on. You never check your bags.
That's true.
So even if I'm going away for 3 weeks, I'll somehow figure that out, finagle it.
Yep.
Which people look at me like I'm crazy, but travel is always in my blood. So I don't think, you know, even though it's not ideal, I wish I could teleport places sometimes, other than like a couple travel delays, it doesn't really bug me.
I love that. My goodness. What's your, like your top travel tip that you can give us?
Ooh, top travel tip. Something that people don't know is like you're not allowed to take big liquids on. If you freeze liquids, you can actually bring them with you. So every single week I'll like have, I mean, not this kind of can, but like a little juice in like a plastic bottle. I like freeze it overnight, and then it like slowly, if I'm taking a 6 hour cross country flight, halfway through my flight, it's unfrozen enough to drink it. And then you're not, I mean, like this is, it's not because of the money, but like then you're not spending $8 on a bottle of water at the airport.
So true.
So
That's
and I think new mothers know that tip because of you can bring formula and breast milk and all of that stuff. But that's something that I do. I bring my own food pretty much every single week on the flight.
What's the logic behind why can it be frozen but then it can't be liquid?
Honestly, I don't know, and I don't ask. And usually it just depends on like the TSA agent, because sometimes they'll like give you a hard time, and then other times they'll just be like, oh yeah, you're smart, you did this, you know what you're doing. So
interesting. Well, let me ask you a question with beauty products, because I know it's a pain in the ass every time I have to travel and do a carry-on and transfer all of the lotions and creams and sprays onto the to go, or the 3 ounce mini. How do you do that? Do you just always like refill it?
I get the little travel bottles and then I'll refill that with the bigger bottle. So I'll buy the travel size once. And then if it's something that is refillable, there are obviously certain things that you can't refill,
but
for the most part, like shampoos, moisturizers, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's so, in the continental United States, it's pretty much fine. Like I know exactly how much I can bring, but coming back from Canada always screws me over because they're so much more strict with the amount, or like other countries.
Do they have you transfer everything to a plastic bag?
You get a much smaller plastic bag. It's like Ziploc like size as opposed to like a makeup bag size, which is what's normal here. Mm-hmm. And I always end up losing so much stuff. I forget every single time. So,
oh my gosh, I don't know. That's a lot of work.
It is,
so what is it about not checking in a bag? I can see my husband already being like, "Stop checking a bag."
Yeah, you can lose it,
And then you're screwed for the rest.
Yeah, and I don't have as much of that issue. We do have like travel cases on the road, so everyone kind of has their own, or all the girls have their own drawer where you can put. I usually have like an extra outfit and an extra shoes in there just in case. But I've had so many friends in the business who they're traveling with their gear, or it's kind of like, I mean, people have talked about this in the past, but if they're a champion and they're traveling with their title, you have to keep that on the plane, because if that gets lost, you know. So,
So at least, because I was worried, I was like, where are you putting your outfits though? Yeah. What are you wearing? Are they dressing you when you get to
I travel with everything. I usually travel because we're also only on the road for 48 hours at a time. It's not like we're, I mean, there are WrestleMania week, I'm on the road for like 10 days straight, but and then I'll probably bring a bigger bag for that. But for the most part, I'm just packing, you know, one outfit for TV, maybe an extra one just in case I'm prone to spilling things on myself. You know, and sometimes I'll get like somewhat a wrestler's like self tan on my outfit mid show.
Before you pack, you just have to prep yourself, prep everything. So that, I need to be better at that.
Yeah.
You're good at that too.
I try, but it is hard.
It is.
No,
it is
absolutely hard,
especially when you're there for a long time and you have to figure out how to wash your clothes
because
you don't have enough.
I mean, the hotels also sometimes have, it's a longer, you have to be there for a few nights, but if we're in a hotel for one night, I can't do laundry.
You do a lot of awesome content online that shows your audience what a day is like working for WWE, so we don't want to dissect that too much. Go watch it on her socials. And said, what do you do when the workday is over? Ooh. How much do you, how much time do you get to spend at home? Or what do you do when you're at home?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, our workday, like an actual, so Monday Night Raw, I probably get back to the hotel around midnight after everything's, because our show is live. So we go, if it's Eastern, 8 p.m. until 11 p.m. I stick around to the very end of the show. Sometimes there's things that we have to film after for, they have other programming, Raw Talk, or for our digital platforms. So those nights I'm getting like absolutely no sleep. I'm still wired and like excited about the show. So average maybe like 1 or 2 hours and then I'm back on a flight. But when I get home, I always joke that Tuesdays are my rot day. I'm dead to the world. I'm so grateful for the schedule, because before I was on the show that's on Friday. So mm-hmm. I got back on Saturdays and I would have all my friends hitting me up like, what are we doing today? And I would have such FOMO, but I would then never catch up on sleep. It just never would happen. So Tuesdays I get home, I kind of like chill out. Maybe I'll be ambitious and go to the gym. But usually it's just sleeping, pick up my dog, figure out my life, get that in order. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is a hybrid of working out, general meetings, auditions if they come up, doing normal life errands and whatever. And then trying to hang out with friends, find that balance.
What do you do to stay energized? And you said, you know, you have to, you're on this adrenaline, you're super pumped, but what, how do you, is that natural energy or are you chugging, you know, energy drinks?
I don't do energy drinks. I do some coffee. Usually like show days, I'll try to wait to have my coffee until like 2 p.m., 3 p.m. in the afternoon. I'll go to catering. I'll get some espresso. I do a espresso over ice with a little bit of chocolate syrup. That's what I go to.
Nice. Sounds good.
But I think the like midday, I would never do coffee that late in the day at home. Yeah. But because it's, you know, we're doing a later thing, I have to stay awake. Too much coffee, which I used to do, which was like 2 Trentas a day. I would just really start shaking on camera. It's a balance with that too. And then when I'm home, I feel like unless I have other events, like this week, I went to Indian Wells to watch some tennis and didn't get much sleep that day. But when I'm home, I'm usually in a really good routine of I'm sleeping 8 hours a night and kind of catching up on that stuff. I think working out and recovery help so much. So it's really only that like 1 or 2 nights of sleep that is disrupted.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. My goodness. And then you said you have a little dog.
Yeah.
He's a what little kind shit. Of dog?
He's
kind of
so
dog?
Cute. He's a rescue.
Say he's a little shit.
Yeah.
He's a little shit.
I wish you could see this photo, but he's got a poop hat on. That was his Halloween costume.
He's a little poopy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But he's like everyone's favorite. He'll come to work with me sometimes. His name is Eugene. Eugene for short. Yeah. Gene Kelly. So
Gene Kelly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Gene Kelly.
Yeah.
Gene Kelly.
But he's actually named after Eugene Levy because he has really big eyebrows.
I love that.
And then Mean Gene was one of my favorites. He's an interviewer for WWE back in the day. One of the greatest to ever do it, if not the greatest to ever do it. And so I call him that sometimes too.
You got to get him those square little black glasses. Oh my gosh.
He doesn't do well with costumes, which is the one unfortunate thing about him. But he's great. He's got like the best personality. I took a break from WWE for 2 years. And in that time, it was right before COVID, I started fostering puppies with a local rescue. Mm-hmm. And so then just kept that through the shutdown and everything. And he was, I think, my like 10th puppy that I fostered. And I saw a picture of him and I was like, that's my dog. I don't know how to describe it. I wasn't planning on getting a dog. I was just planning on fostering, you know, 1 to 2 week increments with these puppies. And because I didn't realize I didn't really have a dog growing up, with my mom at least. And I didn't understand that they all have different personalities and different quirks and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has the best personality. Oh, he was just this little, like,
love that.
And I think, like, rescues too, like, they're just so much more, like, lovable. I mean, sometimes they're, you know, but he was dumped on the street in Bakersfield when he was a couple weeks old with his sister. And
that's what happened.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And there are just like so many dogs that are in that position that I could never imagine like going to a designer.
Right.
Even though that when I was younger, I like had my vision of like what kind of dog I was going to get. But he's just can't imagine life without him.
Oh man.
Are you an only child?
I'm my mom's only. So my dad had two kids from his first marriage, but I'm so far apart from them that it didn't really feel like I had siblings.
It's time for a quick break to tell you today's episode has a special partner, Keen. Gabby, have you ever had one of those moments where you needed some insight about your life, maybe about relationships or career choices?
Absolutely. And that's where Keen comes in. Keen connects you with an experienced psychic, a tarot reader, and astrologers to help guide you through life's uncertainties.
Keen is super easy to use. Just sign up. And you can immediately choose from hundreds of gifted advisors. They're available for phone calls or chats whenever you need them.
That's right. And these readers, they each have unique talents, whether it's guidance on relationships, career advice, or even spiritual matters. Keen has someone who can help you navigate your path.
And the best part, for our After We Wrap listeners, Keen is offering a special deal. Your first 5-minute reading for just $1. Imagine getting insights that can really make a difference in your life for just $1.
Wow. Okay. So giving Keen a try was incredibly easy for me. I had so many questions about where my career was heading, and my Keen advisor gave me so much clarity and peace of mind.
Don't stay in doubt. A Keen advisor is online right now to help you. So go to trykeen.com/afterwewrap or click the link in our description. Remember, your first 5-minute reading is only $1.
Again, for insightful readings and guidance, visit our partners Keen at trykeen.com/afterwewrap. Okay, now let's get back to today's episode. Okay, so we were stalking your socials earlier. And this Shane has a little note. He says, thank you so much for the Rhea Ripley content.
Oh.
He loves her.
See, now you need to start watching, because if you know, you know.
Yeah. If you know, you know. And it's so funny. Every time she comes on TV, I'm like, there's your girl, babe. There's your girl. But there's
my
something.
Girl. What are you? Do you want to fight?
No, I do not.
This is happening. It's happening, you guys.
You better.
Get it. Once you watch it, get it.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
They're going to be in love with her too. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, anytime she comes out, I'm just like, if she were in front of me, I'm like,
you feel hi, girl.
Like, I just, there's something about her and when her confidence and just like the way she's just so like, I don't know. She just, I'd be like, yes. I know. Every single time she comes on TV, I'm just like, I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Wow.
So you interviewed her, and then, you're in a video game now.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Yes.
Well, so that just all came out this week, this past week.
Congratulations. Oh my gosh, that's so fresh and recent.
Yeah. So it's my first year in the video game. They do WWE 2K comes out every single year, and it's like such an honor to be a part of. I didn't think that I would be included in it because they typically only have like one backstage interviewer spot, one ring announcer spot, and they've included so many more people this year. I ended up getting captured probably a little over a year ago. So right before the 2023 version came out. And they make you do all of these facial scans. I didn't do motion capture, so they do that separately, but they do for your face to get it super accurate. So they have you smile 12 different ways. They have you frown, which is in the video. You can see I don't know how to do.
They made her do mean face, and she's like, "They're never gonna use this."
Yeah. Well, I cut the clip, but I was like, "They're never gonna use this." Like,
wait, can I see your mean face? Interviewer, I need to see your mean face.
Well, I'll show you the video after. I don't know if I can right now, but Yeah, so I cut the video, but I was like, I'm never going to use this as an interviewer. Mm. Like, am I really going to get that mad while I'm like backstage, like talking to someone? And they kept it in.
So, they kept it?
Well, so I think to navigate having all the new people in the game, they put me in as a manager. So I'm like a little bit different than what my role is on TV, gotcha. Which is something that I still would love to do in the future. But a lot of people have been sending videos and pairing me with Rhea in the game, which is just manifesting for me. So, yeah.
I love that.
How tall is she? Is she tall?
She's maybe an inch or two taller than me, I want to say. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to meet her one day. I'd be like, hey, girl.
Well, at the time that this will be releasing, WrestleMania is happening this weekend.
Oh, wow.
We know that there are a lot of wrestling fans tuning in right now, but some of our audience might not be
familiar with it.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, so our After We Wrap audience, who are mostly women, watch WrestleMania this weekend.
Yeah.
Watch it.
I have to know.
Because, here's the thing. Do I say it? The Rock made an announcement. He's going to appear. He's going to wrestle with his nephew.
With his cousin.
Who is delicious. Roman. Oh my God. Sorry, babe. He's my Rhea Ripley. Yeah.
So Francia was in love with Roman for the longest time.
And
we had the same manager, like the three of us. So she would always tell show her. Brian to, she's
Roman
like,
was
I
just
Roman. Gotta see he's oh, delicious. Like he's delicious.
He's the Rock's cousin?
That's the Rock's, cousin.
This is what's gonna sell her.
Oh yeah. Yep. Oh.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Francie has been a lifelong fan, so she knows everything.
I'm upset that I just found this out. Like next time I see her, I need to bring this up.
That's how we bonded is because when I was like getting into wrestling, I lost a lot of girlfriends because they wanted to like go to like cutesy restaurants and stuff. And I was like, I want to go to a really like a local show, which is, 200 people drinking pitchers of beer and watching independent wrestlers. Yep. Yeah. So she and I bonded really quickly because we had so many of the same interests and we would go as fans to WWE house shows. We actually have pictures backstage with Maurice, with Big Show, with like several of the superstars at the time. I was attending as a fan before I worked at the company.
Wow.
Isn't it interesting though, like how you said you lost a lot of girlfriends? Yeah, that's
it. I'm into it.
You get it?
Yeah, I'm into it.
And when he comes out and he does
tribal
his
chief. Oh,
his moves.
So you're going to be watching
WrestleMania.
I've
just been introduced to the tribal chief. The head of the table.
Roman, anytime you want to be on the podcast, you're more than The Rock too.
I'll tell him.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting that like you don't watch wrestling. Mm-hmm. I didn't grow up. I knew about the lucha libre because in Puerto Rico was big, but it wasn't until I met Shane that I understood what wrestling is. And there's a lot of people. In fact, a few weeks ago, we got into like a funny argument this person who was like, it's all fake, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And at a party, and then the next day she asked me, was Shane mad at me? He's like, no, he has to deal with this. It's normal. There are people who don't understand.
Absolutely.
It's a great debate. But in reality, there is so much heart to it and discipline because you are abusing the shit out of your body. Mm. And then there's so much acting also, you have to be so good at it because there's so many elements on how to put on a good show.
I mean, I think as a performer, like you guys understand that. I don't think it's by coincidence that the top person in the entertainment industry came from the world of wrestling. Mm-hmm. And we see so many A-list, like Batista, not just The Rock, but like so many people who have crossed over and they just get it. They understand every aspect of the industry. If they're doing their own stunts on movies, it's because they have that experience.
Right.
And then they're just incredible at press tours as well because they're constantly having to do them.
What is cool about wrestling is how now women have have a bigger platform than before.
I
watched some of the interviews in like the 80s about how women were treated. There's also a very dark side of wrestling. It's very sad of how women were treated overall, and it's so refreshing to see how it's evolved to now women's wrestling. It's a big thing. And anytime I see the girls come out on, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Just like, yes, bitch, get her, you know, and I get into it. How do you see women's wrestling evolving in the next like 10, 20 years?
Yeah. So when I was watching as a fan of WWE, I was watching during the Give Divas a Chance movement. And that was when the female superstars were getting matches that were only 2 or 3 minutes long, including their entrances. And so if you understand that means that they're maybe having like a minute long match, which is nothing. And jokingly, the WWE Universe called that the bathroom break match. And it wasn't that they weren't capable of performing. It was that they weren't given the opportunity to showcase their ability. And that maybe 10 years ago is when it was very recent. But more and more we're seeing the women get their opportunity to shine. And that culminated with the women having the main event of WrestleMania a couple years ago. And we've seen just like the powerhouses that they are given the same opportunities. And years ago, even when I started, I think the women's locker room was maybe a third of what it is now. And now it's grown to be pretty much equal to the men.
Wow.
So I definitely see more women main eventing our premium live events in the future, main eventing WrestleMania, selling the most merch. I think Rhea is definitely one of those people who's spearheading all of that. And it'll be really cool to see in the future. I think in the past, we've seen men carry the company as they're always the face of WWE, whether that was The Rock back in the day, John Cena, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes in some capacity. And I think in the future, that'll be a female.
Wow.
Well, from your lips to God's ears,
that would kind change of badass, the whole game. Yeah.
Kathy Kelly, some people may not know this about you, but you are a part of Mensa.
Yeah.
That's insane.
The largest and oldest high IQ society in the world. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Can you just explain it to us and how you became a part of it for people who don't know?
Yeah.
What is
Mensa? It sounds really annoying if I describe it, but it's a high IQ society. And I've never attended a meeting or been to an event that they've held, but I just wanted the card that says I'm in. So it was really just to like prove the haters wrong. I was getting a lot of, when I started doing these podcasts for wrestling, I was getting a lot of hate from the male fans of why is she on here? She doesn't know anything. And at the time I was a very new fan and I was very, I acknowledged that I didn't know that much about the history of wrestling. I only knew the week to week that I was watching. So I was still getting all this like negative feedback about me being so dumb and me only being there as like eye candy and whatever else. And I just wanted to, I guess I wasn't as secure in myself as I was back that, or as I am now. So I got that just to simply post an Instagram post of like, no, actually, like my IQ is like the
top. But did you knew that like when you were in school and you took your essay, like how did you know?
I think I knew that I was like smart. I don't think I was never the kid that got straight A's. I think I was more checked out of school just because it wasn't really where I wanted to be.
You were above it. You were like, this is.
I mean, from like second grade on, I was like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
I did go in. So I was a year younger than everyone in my grade. And I still like, I remember one of my teachers saying I was building all of these little like scenes in my desk. I would like get these little figurines and I would build out like little scenes in my desk while they were teaching. And they're like, she definitely has like some sort of like learning attention problem, whether it's ADD or something else. And I think I was just very creative. And like, I am very fascinated by learning. I still, as an adult, want to continue to learn, but I think it's, I want to learn the things that I want to learn, as opposed yeah. to, even though I was really good at math, I did really well on the standardized tests. It wasn't really something that interests me long-term.
Was there a test you had to take?
For Mensa, yeah. yeah. So you go and you can either take the test online just to practice or to see if gauge if you think mm-hmm. you would get in. And so I did that maybe twice. And it both times it was like, yeah, you're going to get in. So you go, there's like testing facilities. You have to schedule it. I think it's maybe like once every month or once every couple months in your area. So I drove to this testing facility. I think there were like six people mm-hmm. taking the test at the time. Mm-hmm. One of which was a girl who's also an actress. I won't name her name, but we were there together. Or we didn't go together, but we like yeah. knew each other and like saw it and we're like, wait, what?
That's awesome.
Yeah, took the test and then a couple weeks later they give you your results and I got in. So
yeah. What? Yeah.
And that I think is, it like what are it they changes,
what's the, but, what does the test consist of? Is it are there
it's yeah, it's similar to like if you were to take the SATs. It's just a lot of problem so solving math. Stuff and mm-hmm. yeah, and it kind of covers all the bases mm-hmm. of intelligence. So it's not just like all math or all
yeah
grammar stuff. But yeah, they like tell you whether you made it in or not and what your IQ on that particular test was, because obviously there's like a range, but mm-hmm.
did you study before taking
no
get out.
But they also have what's I think is crazy is there are children that take this test. There are like 8-year-olds who are wow. deemed
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I believe
geniuses
that.
Yeah, so
whoa yeah.
I know that's gotta film
that's also gotta be cool and you know validating to you, but also to show off to the world like, hey, I'm not just some hot chick, you know, guiding these interviews. Like yeah. I'm smart. Yeah. I'm qualified. Yeah. I deserve to be here. I'm worthy of being here.
I would hope that people would take that away from it, but I don't know. I mean, people are always going to make judgments and you have to like, let yeah. that kind
of,
yeah.
it's also
water off
a lot
back.
Of people who are maybe jealous of, you know, that they can't be in your position because.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I think that anyone who's leaving a negative comment on anything has some sort of like,
right.
yeah,
really hatred in their heart for, right, for themselves sure. actually.
And the fact that you're so passionate about this and love what you do
yeah.
just is a testament to, you know, your character yeah. and
thank you.
Oh my yeah. goodness.
But I also think that like that kind of intelligence isn't the everything that you need. I think now that I've learned emotional intelligence is also a key factor in all of that
right.
And,
yeah.
and
right.
learning and understanding more of that as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You have been part of so many interviews and podcasts. Again, thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Is there a question that you've always wanted to be asked, but no one has ever asked you?
That is a great question. My why in all of this.
Oh.
I don't know that I've ever been asked, like, what got me into just this industry in general. And it was because I was alone so much growing up. I was kind of like left to my own devices. And it was around junior high, high school. Around that age is when I started sneaking television. Like I would come home from school and I would start watching, you know, TRL on MTV or any other scripted TV shows that were on at the time. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be that, but also show other people like, you can do this too. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, very depressed, very anxious, didn't have the words for that. And just wanted to entertain people and help them have an escape for maybe what they were feeling as well.
Yeah.
I love that.
Do you want to continue hosting for WWE for a little longer, or what do you see yourself in the next 5-10 years? Like, do you want to focus in acting? What are your goals?
Yeah. I definitely want to be in WWE as long as I can in some capacity. I think that that's what's brilliant about it is as long as you maintain great relationships, just like any other job, Even if you go and you do other things, you can always come back. We see that with The Rock. We see that with several other talent that they have. Not comparing myself to The Rock in any way, but I definitely want to do more in the industry, whether that's hosting, acting, writing, producing my own material. So I would love to have 1 foot on each side, you know.
Oh, best of both worlds.
I
love that.
We asked this question really quick.
We can get to the fun part now.
Every guest. If you were to be stuck on an island, 3 things you can't live without thinking about it. It could be anything.
Okay. I just saw an ad for this the other day. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. I would want one of those tiny homes that you can build. I saw that they sell them at like Costco and Walmart. It seems like the coolest thing to build. I like love building IKEA furniture and stuff. So that would just like give me some sort of task to accomplish while I'm there. And I think it comes with all the little like hex wrenches and stuff that you would need.
That's so amazing.
Yeah, I would build my little tiny house.
That's amazing.
Because I don't think that I would like be good at building something from wood and rocks and whatever else. So I would bring
a tiny house.
I would bring a tiny house.
Amazing. Amazing. Two more things.
Well, I mean, I kind of have everything I need. Maybe I don't know if the tiny house needs like a solar powered I would at least have like a solar powered like lantern or something.
Yeah. Actually it's pretty genius.
Yeah.
I feel like that's
like you're set. You're set. Like,
I'm
trying to think. I mean, like, I remember those like freeze-dried astronaut food, like something like that, so that I'm not just like sick of fish the rest of my life.
Yep.
I think I would bring like a box of like freeze-dried foods.
Yeah.
You're thinking outside the box. We're gonna do a quick this or
I
that.
I would murder this.
Right? Yeah. Quick this or that. Don't even think. Just choose.
Go ahead. Yeah. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Reading a book or Netflix binging?
Oh, I like both. Probably reading a book.
Okay.
Alien invasion or zombie apocalypse?
Alien invasion.
Ooh.
I saw something the other day that was like, what if aliens are actually other planets' billionaires? Yeah.
Like, this is just their tourism. Like, they're just.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah.
That fucked me up.
It's like the Elon Musk of like Planet X912.
Yeah. Wow. That is time travel to the past or the future?
The future.
Yeah. Pineapple and pizza. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
I also put honey on my pizza sometimes. Oh, like pepperoni pizza. You do like a little hot honey.
I could see that.
Yeah, I can
get down with that. Okay. Wrestling this or that. Ooh, this is a good one for me. The Rock or Roman Reigns? I know. I'm also now struggling after that introduction.
I'm going to say, I'm going to get yelled at for both of these. I'm going to say Roman.
Yes.
Woo! Okay, because Paul Heyman would be mad at me if I didn't.
Now we have
Roman or Cody Rhodes?
Cody Rhodes.
Yeah! All right.
Did not see that coming.
WrestleMania or SummerSlam?
WrestleMania.
Okay, I don't know this one. Faces or heels? Good guys. Oh, okay. Faces or heels?
Depends on who we're talking about.
Raw or SmackDown?
Raw.
Rhea Ripley or Rhea Ripley?
Oh.
That's a hard one.
Huh? Probably. Don't make me choose. I want both.
Yes. I love it. That was awesome.
Oh my gosh. Are you like
I'm
interested?
Now yeah. I need to start watching.
This was actually my entire agenta for today is to get you to start
really?
Watching.
Really? Well, you did it because I'm now like
good.
I'm in. You got
oh
me.
Oh my god.
You're gonna have to come to a show too.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. It's fun.
Where can we find you and follow you
yeah.
on your amazing journey?
You can find me on Instagram at Kathy Kelly, on Twitter at Catherine Kelly, just to make it really confusing, and on TikTok at It's Kathy Kelly.
I love it. Kathy Kelly, everyone.
Kathy Kelly. Thank you for having me.
Thank
this
you
so
for
much
talking,
Thank
chatting
you.
With us.
You guys are great.
Oh, you're
this
awesome.
This is amazing.
Thank
you're
you.
Beautiful. And I can't wait to see what the future
Thank
has in
you
store
so
for
much.
You.
Yes. I can't wait to see you guys at a show.
Yes.
Yes.
That would be so fun.
You have to bring goodness. The signs, get the
yes.
merch,
Hell
everything.
Yeah. I'll do. You tell me what to,
okay.
how to prepare.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get our outfits
we're there.
Really.
I don't oh think, gosh, even yeah. if I tell you how to prepare, you can't prepare for it.
I know.
I
you know.
Imagine I show up with a Roman shirt.
Oh, they would, yeah.
Yeah?
You'd get booed out of the building by some fans, but...
Yeah. You know what? Bring it.
Bring it. Yeah.
Bring
That's
it.
The yeah. energy we want.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
All right. Oh well, it was so fun chatting with you. And Thank we'll you. See you next
see
week.
See you next time.
Bye. Kathy Kelly.